Hi, I'm Neely Jones, your host of Focus on Suppliers. In this week's show, we get a bird's eye view of the outdoor category. Mary Callender discusses innovative displays and fixtures at Walmart to help suppliers connect with shoppers and lift sales. Erin Marshall from BCS underscores the importance of compliance at the state level and learning from past challenges for holiday success. Plus, Catfish Pro offers advice for making the most of your packaging to engage your shopper in store. Focus on Suppliers starts right now.
Focus on Suppliers is presented by 8th & Walton, the premier destination for supplier development, and sponsored in part by Dun & Bradstreet, Saatchi & Saatchi X, CaseStack, Excel Displays & Packaging, and other outstanding companies.
Your millennial fun fact is that just 5% of millennials make up the entire hunting population. That's compared to 8% of their Gen X counterparts and almost 12% of baby boomers. What we know is the reason millennials are hunting is because they want to be in control of their food source from start to finish. Millennials, and sometimes in this category are called lefty hunters, hipsters, or even lumber sexuals, are very interested in controlling everything. They view hunting as a way to get organic food. So what we have to make sure is that we can motivate them by really making it clear what the benefits are to the hunting process. In store, we have to make sure that we're educating them on the different products that will allow them to make hunting an easier part of their experience. And we'll see you next week for your Millennial Minute.
When we talk about the hunting and fishing category, we also want to talk about bait, which brings me to our next guest you're going to love. And please join me in welcoming Mr. Mike Baker, who are the founder of Catfish Pro. Thank you for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad I could be here. Thank you, Neely.
So excited about your product. There are a lot of people out there who sell catfish bait. So what makes yours special?
Ours is special because there's nothing like it on the market. It stays on your hook when nothing else will. You don't need a treble hook, just a regular old hook. You can put our bait on there. Spin it around as hard as you want, slap it down on this table, it's not going to come off your hook. You can fish with it behind a dam, river, current, lake, pond, and there's no messy hands or stinky hands, and that's what separates ours from everybody else's.
I want to ask you about your vision, but you have a story that you talk about when it comes to a parent and going fishing,
yes.
And that's really what I'd like you to share.
When we started developing the bait, I don't know how familiar you are with catfishing, but you'll put your bait on a hook, throw it out there, the bait will go to the one way, your hook will go the other, fall off, come back in.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure it would stay on the hook. And we wanted it to catch catfish and make it easy because, take for an example, you have a divorced parents and the dad's got his son this weekend. And he comes in and says, "Dad, I want to go catfishing at the catfish pond with little Jimmy." And so he doesn't know anything about fishing, but he runs to Walmart, looks in the shelf, and he finds our bait there. It says, "Stays on your hook, nothing else will, no messy or stinky hands." He says, "That's what I got to get." We want them to go out to the river, throw our bait out there, and catch fish. And that weekend, that son will remember it, and the father will remember it, and it's something that they'll remember probably the rest of their life. I always say we try to create memories.
Yeah.
And if we can create a memory for some family or someone, then we've achieved our goal.
You do a really good job of putting that information in front of the consumer on your packaging.
Yes. Yes. We put "stays on your hook with nothing else will" right there at the top, no mess or stinky hands, so that the customer, when they're looking, can quickly identify and know what our product does and what separates our product from everyone else.
So as we look at this, I have to ask you, what's the biggest fish you've ever caught with your bait?
68 pounds. 68 pound catfish.
So when you were standing up holding it, did it touch the ground?
It was big.
Okay. So for other people watching this, suppliers, if they have an idea of something that they want to create and see it come to fruition, what would you offer as advice?
I would, first of all, look at my product to make sure that it's going to be some value to the customer. And something that is unique and different that when the customer gets it, they know it's a benefit to them and it helps them in their everyday life. And if you can create that, a lot of suppliers immediately want to, there's nothing wrong with it, but they want to think about cost and how much they're going to make. If they just concentrate on the customer itself, meeting their needs, the rest of that will all come to pass. And so the main thing is concentrate and give value to the customer.
All right, Mr. Baker, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
We'll be right back. Be sure to like 8th and Walton on Facebook.
Bentonville Commerce, less than 1 mile from the Walmart home office. You'll love the convenience, amenities, and customized options Bentonville Commerce offers. For more information or a tour, call 479-200-1112 today.
CaseStack, the leader in collaborative retail consolidation programs. We offer the supply chain expertise needed to navigate the challenges of selling products with the world's largest retailers. And we provide customers with a customizable, scalable, environmentally sustainable supply chain with the same advanced technology typically used by larger rivals. By leveling the playing field, CaseStack lowers distribution costs and increases overall margins. CaseStack, retail logistics is what we do.
Just had your buyer meeting. Now there's follow-up to do. Maybe your buyer wants more on seasonal sales or invited you to prepare a joint business plan or set up a date for your line review. 8th and Walton can help. Our experts work with you one-on-one in a confidential setting to prepare for your next buyer meeting. The classes we offer help you too. Retail Link, Supply Chain Management, Inventory Management, taught in cities across the country, in Canada, and in Latin America. So before your next buyer meeting, contact 8th and Walton. Then relax, knowing that you will be ready.
Continuing our conversation about the outdoor category and hunting and fishing, we have a great guest today. Mary Callender joins us from LA Darling. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Neely.
Let's kind of just look at what Walmart shoppers are looking for as a whole when it comes to the sports and sporting goods experience.
Well, Walmart shoppers are always looking for value all over the store, but particularly in the sporting goods category, they're looking for being able to feel the product, see the product, touch it, so they can imagine that product in their lifestyle, their outdoor lifestyle.
So is that kind of elaborate a little bit more for me, if you will, on how the in-store experience affects their shopping.
Absolutely. That shopper is looking for the product in its true form, so not in the box. When they look at a football in the box or a sleeping bag in the box, they really can't see that using that in their outdoor lifestyle.
So they want something tangible that they can get their hands on.
Yes.
Now, how does this affect sales when it comes to retailers and suppliers?
Well, we've worked directly with Walmart and some of their suppliers in the sporting goods department, and we've seen their sales go up hundreds of percentage points. We've seen their categories and the SKUs in those categories for those suppliers expand, and also those suppliers get more distribution in more Walmart stores.
Oh, wow. Okay, so when we look at this category and kind of look at some changes that we've seen in this category, at Walmart in particular, what's new?
Well, LA Darling, we have been very lucky to partner with Walmart on several initiatives in the sporting goods department in 2016. Two of them are kayaks and kayak accessories. That is a really challenging category to merchandise and display in Walmart. And working together with those suppliers and Walmart, we were able to look at those kayak accessories. So specifically the paddle, which normally comes in a box, not in its true form. So it's not put together so that the customer can't feel how that would feel in their kayak. Well, we created a display with Walmart and their merchandising team where you were able to display the entire kayak paddle and that customer was able to touch it and feel it, which equaled them buying more paddles and bringing them home. Another wonderful example is the sleeping bag display. We were able to work with the merchandising team and the supplier because some of the challenges with sleeping bags is that you couldn't see them on the current shelving.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't feel and touch them, so store associates were constantly having to zip them back up, put them back together because customers would take them all off the shelf to see again how they would look and feel in their lifestyle outdoors. So we created a display that where you could look, touch and feel the sleeping bag, and you could see all the sleeping bags at the same time.
Oh wow, so nice changes that will help the customer and then probably help retailers as well as suppliers. Okay, so when we talk about other categories, mm-hmm. and they're watching this department. What can they learn?
They can learn a lot from the sporting goods category because every supplier out there wants to connect with that shopper where that shopper can feel like they're using that product even before they get home. What we love about what sporting goods has done is they've really transformed the shelf. They have increased capacity, made it easier for the store associates, and the best thing they've done is they've inspired that customer to bring more products home and spend more money at Walmart.
Well, and it seems like one of the things that you've talked with us before when it comes to e-commerce and in-store shopping, mm-hmm. it seems like the focus has been on making sure that people can make sure that touch and feel is appealing to them and something that they want to utilize more and more, and that will transcend to other categories, if I'm hearing you correctly.
Yes. We would encourage other suppliers to go look at the sporting goods category to really see that transformation and what Walmart has done working directly with the suppliers to help those shoppers really see themselves in those products.
Mary, always good to see you. Thank you for being here today.
Thanks, Neely.
We'll be right back. There are a lot of things to know when we talk about the hunting and fishing category. And of course, you can never be too prepared for any category. We have an expert here with us today. I want you to welcome Aaron Marshall, who is here from BCS. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
A lot of times people hear us talk with suppliers and we're talking about CPG. We're not necessarily talking about that with you. You have something different to offer.
Right. So we offer a service that keeps the point of sale electronics up and running in the Walmart stores so that they can finalize the transaction with the consumer and the suppliers.
Make sure those registers are working in full.
Correct.
We also talk a lot about Retail Link because this is what we hear a lot of people use. But explain Remedy.
So Remedy is a kind of a parallel system that Walmart created to help the store interface with the home office and with the vendors that might help them keep their devices up and running. And so if a store has an issue, they'll open up a Remedy ticket, and that'll go to a help desk, either at Walmart or one of the vendors. And depending on who's responsible for that device or that equipment in that area, they will handle that ticket, put in the corrective action, document what steps were taken, and then close out the ticket when it's done.
Hunting and fishing is such a popular category, and things can change a lot in the supplier world, but in the compliance world as well. Can you explain how you might be able to help with this process?
Right. So besides the point of sale electronics, there's also a state system at each sporting goods desk for you to get your hunting and fishing license. And so every state's different. And when they make a change, it can be arbitrary and surprising sometimes, mm-hmm. state government. So Walmart has to be prepared for that and react. And it has to work with their systems. And that can require sometimes an upgrade in hardware, software. Every license may be on a different format, and so it takes a different printer. And so this year, in fact, there were some states that made some changes, and we participated in the rollout of the new equipment to states like Missouri and Pennsylvania to make sure they were in compliance and functioning.
Because a lot of suppliers, we've heard Peggy Fowler from Walmart say on this show before that suppliers need to be aware of state regulations, but maybe they're not. Can you help bridge that gap?
Sure. Yeah, and when they do find out that something's going to change, we work closely with Walmart to make sure that their equipment is going to function in time for hunting and fishing season.
When we take a look at your company and how you've evolved, what are you most proud of that you are able to offer to the supplier community?
We really offer partnership, and that word gets thrown around a lot, but we really mean it. We have been doing this for 14 years, and we have a sense of what Walmart really needs from their vendors. And we can help, being local and having the experience we have, we can help service providers and the manufacturers of the equipment really meet Walmart's expectations and keep the registers up, which ultimately serves consumers and the suppliers.
Because quite frankly, nobody wants to stand at the register a long time and wait if you're a consumer. And you also, if you're a business owner, you want to make sure that the cash flow is as it should be.
That's right. Walmart's interest is very high in that. And so we help them, and in turn, we help all the manufacturers.
When it comes to challenges and really thinking about the future, no matter what company you work with or what category you're in, how are you able to assist with that?
We have to think about technology and how rapidly it's changing. And so you want to have a partner who's agile and flexible. And so as we've grown at BCS, we've tried to keep our bureaucracy very thin, and so we can react very quickly to the ever-changing evolution. And so I joke about people can call my cell phone and 10 minutes later it's happening. And we're still that kind of company, and I'm committed to staying that way.
Aaron, great to see you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. You can see all episodes and extended interviews at Vimeo.
Mark your calendars. Saturday, December 3rd is the 23rd annual charity ball for Mercy Health Foundation, Northwest Arkansas. Save your seat at mercy.net/NWA-charity-ball or call 479-338-2990.
K-Stack, the leader in collaborative retail consolidation programs. We offer the supply chain expertise needed to navigate the challenges of selling products with the world's largest retailers. And we provide customers with a customizable, scalable, environmentally sustainable supply chain with the same advanced technology typically used by larger rivals. By leveling the playing field, K-Stack lowers distribution costs and increases overall margins. K-Stack, retail logistics is what we do.
Just had your buyer meeting. Now there's follow-up to do. Maybe your buyer wants more on seasonal sales or invited you to prepare a joint business plan or set up a date for your line review. 8th and Walton can help. Our experts work with you one-on-one in a confidential setting to prepare for your next buyer meeting. The classes we offer help you too. Retail Link, Supply Chain Management, Inventory Management, taught in cities across the country, in Canada, and in Latin America. So before your next buyer meeting, contact 8th and Walton. Then relax, knowing that you will be ready.
We talk about the hunting category and fishing. We're talking about a category that's truly growing, and there's a lot of change and room for opportunity. That brings me to our next guest from Shiver Shield, who've come up with an awesome product. It's a husband and wife team, so please help me welcome them. We have Brian and Rebecca McFarlane. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Brian, quickly summarize how you guys came up with your product and how this company came about.
Well, growing up, really learned to dislike the cold weather in Michigan.
Right.
And later in my life, came across a product called Aerogel in an industrial magazine and thought, man, if we could get this in a form we could wear it, it would be, you know, the cat's meow, so to speak, for keeping people warm in cold conditions. And it's been about a 10-year process, but we finally got a technology in a form that we can manufacture and eliminate a lot of the manufacturing issues with the early technologies. And now we've got a product that I think is very comfortable, it, you know, accomplishes the goals we have and keeps people warm.
Well, and saying that, you are a woman-owned business, and you are very in tune with maybe what females out there want.
Yes. Being a hunter myself, I know what I want and what I like and what's comfortable, so that's what I've put into the women's garments. So I've just made a garment, jacket and pants, that I would want to wear and wear hours on end and stay warm. So that's kind of what we just went off of, and it's worked so far.
So that you don't have to wear his, because you said you were wearing his and that wasn't good.
No, not at all.
Now, let's talk a little bit about social media, because you've used it in an interesting way.
Mm. We've used social media for both marketing and from the manufacturing side. There's a variety of activities we've done, but one of the key pieces was we finally were able to get a good manufacturer that we connected through LinkedIn with that has very good quality, you know, does the things we need, works with us very easily, and gives us the kind of quality product that we require that unfortunately we weren't able to find here domestically.
So we've got this here. What are some of the products that you also have that we're not seeing?
This would be our hunt jacket and gloves that we're working on. And then we're just coming out with some leather products, motorcycle jackets in particular, which would be good for a variety of applications. And then also we make insoles that are phenomenal and, you know, definitely change what a pair of boots does in the winter.
Keep your feet warm. I mean, Who doesn't want that? I'm just telling you, I want that.
That's right.
What's some advice you'd offer to someone else out there, a supplier maybe who has something that they want to make an opportunity for people to buy?
We've always focused very closely on, you know, find a problem or find an issue that needs to be resolved. And ours just happens to be, you know, people getting cold. And you got to keep that focus in mind and keep shooting for it and not let the hurdles and the roadblocks that come along, you know, divert you to a different objective or a different route that doesn't allow you to meet what your original end product vision, I guess, was.
So is it fair to say find your workaround?
Yeah.
Find your workaround.
Definitely.
So nice to meet you both. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for having us again.
We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Amrine with the Innovation District, and today we're lucky enough to be interviewing two of the leaders with Hayseed Ventures, John James and Scott Andrews. So tell us about what Hayseed is doing to promote innovation and entrepreneurship around the square.
You know, in the last 15 months since we've been here, we've started about 12 companies. We've either invested in early stage companies, started them outright, or partnered to get them rolling. Mm-hmm. So about 100 jobs created in the last 15 months just out of this little building here.
Well, that's amazing. Scott, why is density of talent and creative people important to creating an innovation district?
It allows for collaboration, allows for collisions, and allows for people to work together. And when you have so many people around in the same places, things just happen. It doesn't have to be planned or promoted. It just organically happens.
That's great. And so you're in the old post office, a storied place. It's kind of mm-hmm. the center, the hub, if you will, of the whole startup and venture scene. Why was that important?
Well, it's an iconic building, and every movement needs a sense of place, and this provides that. This building is the best and the worst place to start a business. It's great because of the iconic location, the wonderful building, the central access. It's terrible because it hasn't been updated literally in the last 20 or 30 years. So it's in need of some makeover. So as the Innovation District progresses, hopefully we'll be able to find some funding and be able to turn it into the jewel it really is.
Now that we've got this momentum going over the course of the last 3 or 4 years, Startup Junkie Consulting across the street, Community Venture Foundation, Hayseed Ventures, the work that the Chamber is doing with the Fab Lab and the Robotics Center, all the things that are happening over in EJ Ball. What's next? What else needs to happen down here?
You know, we're focused mainly on scalable digital ventures. So if you look at e-commerce, et cetera, we're starting to get a real critical mass of that. So if you're in any way, shape, or form connected to the internet, and most companies are these days, this is a great place. We've got, you know, like I say, 12 companies here all focused on very similar problems. And when you have that density of people working on similar things, magic happens. The creative collisions happen. So I think it's a great place to do business down here.
That's fantastic, Scott.
Yeah, there are a lot of experts in the area in retail and e-commerce and all things startups. So getting people to this area, there's always people willing to help, always people to lending hands. So it's a great place for early companies to be.
Well, Hayseed has been critical to getting this whole movement around the Innovation District going. Really appreciate what you guys are doing. Stay tuned for more of Focus on Suppliers.
Visit us at 8thandwalton.com to learn how you can become a better partner with Walmart.
Bentonville Plaza, across the street from the Walmart Home Office. The best office location offers proximity and services like no other business complex in the area. Call 479-200-1112 today.
Armatron impressed me when I bought a watch in 2005 before my second deployment to Iraq. And on that deployment, I was hit by a roadside bomb, and I was wearing that Armatron watch. It's almost as if that watch was a part of me. It went through the explosion. It sat in a drawer, lonely. It was like my depression. And to pull it out, clean it off, put it on, and it still worked, is my story.
Bentonville Commerce, less than 1 mile from the Walmart home office. You'll love the convenience, amenities, and customized options Bentonville Commerce offers. For more information or a tour, call 479-200-1112 today.
You just had your buyer meeting. Now there's follow-up to do. Maybe your buyer wants more on seasonal sales or invited you to prepare a joint business plan or set up a date for your line review. 8th and Walton can help. Our experts work with you one-on-one in a confidential setting to prepare for your next buyer meeting. The classes we offer help you too. Retail Link, Supply Chain Management, Inventory Management, taught in cities across the country, in Canada, and in Latin America. So before your next buyer meeting, contact 8th and Walton. Then relax, knowing that you will be ready.
Time now for Heart of Business with one of my favorite organizations. Here with me, Clark Ellison, one of my favorite people, to talk about Mercy. And Mercy Ball, it's almost time.
It is the season. Just a couple weeks away.
O'Night Divine, around the corner. For people who aren't in Northwest Arkansas, what can they expect from this event if they've never been before?
So it's a black tie event. It's held on Saturday, December 3rd this year. And it's our 23rd annual, and we are just so excited about, you know, everything that we have planned. Big announcement that we have our entertainers. About a month ago, we announced that Dan and Shay are coming to be our entertainers that night. And we're excited to have them in Northwest Arkansas.
One of the things that's so wonderful about this event and Mercy is the money you raise stays here.
That's right. So 100% of the proceeds stay here in Northwest Arkansas to benefit our patients, their families, and our community.
And this year, it's for your neonatal.
That's right.
Right?
So there's a portion of the night where Dick Trammell will get up and tell everybody a story about our need for the evening. And it will go to support our neonatal intensive care unit.
Which is awesome. And you guys have been able to make a difference in so many lives here. I've actually been up there and toured it. It's fantastic.
Some great stories out of that service line.
Let's talk a little bit about how people can get involved if they want to get involved.
You bet.
We'll put the website up if they want to get tickets.
Yeah.
But how can they get involved if they've not yet?
If they not, still go to the website and or they can call our office and we'll get them all set up. So we still have a few spots available. And we'll fit them in.
Let's look at how far we've come. We look at the amount of money raised from the first time you did this to now, what's gone back into the community.
Yeah, so this, like I said, 23rd annual, it's my 18th one.
Wow.
And so it really just evolved over the years. And it's to the thanks of the sponsors, the community that come out and support us. But I remember that first year, we were so excited that we had raised about $100,000 that evening. Last year, we broke the $1 million mark. So just continue to be blessed by all the support that we receive.
You have a live auction and a silent auction. The live auction always has a few surprises in it as well.
Yep. So, and there's some of those that come back every year, too. So the Cardinal Suite, you know, that's kind of the given, and it's very popular. So we will have that back with us. We partner with Hershey. Mm-hmm. They're going to do a nice package for us. And so we are very excited about some of those opportunities.
Well, and let's just give a shout out to the after party because that thing is awesome.
That is awesome. So the creatures from New Creature again are going to deck it out. It'd be like a little Vegas vibe again. We'll have our VIP seating. That's all on the website as well if you'd like to have, you know, the specialized seating. And our DJ Kirby is coming back. He's, you know, it's like the fifth year for him, but he is back by popular demand.
I can just say I've hit that dance floor a few times, and he is really good. Thank you so much for what you do for Northwest Arkansas.
Thank you, Neely.
We'll be right back.
Our guests enjoy staying at the 21C Museum Hotel and hosting dinner, meetings, and product launches there.
That does it for this week's show. Here are three key takeaways, though, for you to jot down. Remember, when customers can feel a product and touch it, it makes them feel engaged, gives them experience, and makes them more likely to buy it. Also, when bringing a new product to Walmart or any retailer, your goal should be solve problems for the end customer. And number three, the Walmart sporting category has transformed the shelf, so make sure you stop by and check it out for yourself. That does it for this week. We'll see you back here next week.
I walk in every day and I just take a deep breath and I'm like, I can't believe where it's gone, where it's come to. Blood, sweat, and tears, and then some, everything to build the company where it's at. I'm Billy Westbrook, and ScrubBlade is a idea I had. I wondered, why don't wiper blades scrub your windshield? If they're going back and forth, why don't they scrub the windshield while they're doing it? You know, I was making barely any money to survive. I was living on an air mattress at a friend's house, completely stripped down to nothing. It's just me. I was like, I'm going to give this 100% and see what happens with it. And that was in 2006. It's 2014 now, and I've never stopped. In the journey of ScrubBlade, we had a huge opportunity to do a big test with Walmart. And if I would have worked all those 8 years and neglected my business credit, I wouldn't have had the biggest opportunity of our journey. Dun and Bradstreet is a huge partnership for ScrubBlade. They share the knowledge really well, go through your credit rating with you and explain what this means and what that means. We're starting a big test with AutoZone, and I mean, they're the largest automotive retailer in the world. It's gonna take our company to the next level and beyond. What drives me, what keeps me going, is my family. Yeah. My job is to take care of my family, and it gives me a lot of pride to know that I can do that. And at the same instance, Dun & Bradstreet is taking care of me, or my entity, ScrubBlade. I mean, it's still a small company, but big in my eyes. We want to have fun with it. We want to bring people in along for the journey. You know, life's a journey. Get a clearer view. That's what Scrubblade's tagline is, and it means everything.